Hey guys, it's your girl Carla from PR.
Yo, 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 primo! It's your boy Josh, Dominicano.
And you're at What The Fuck Latinx, where we talk about food, Latin culture, and what the fuck's going on with
what
us.
What the fuck, bro? Crazy.
So starting off, I wanted to do something that I had not done before.
Okay.
What do you think it is?
Okay, I have no idea. I mean, I feel like you're going to do something maybe horoscope related.
You, because you're watching my computer.
Exactly. Yeah, what am I? Idiot?
Yeah, because you're cheating.
Dude, if you didn't want me to guess the right answer, maybe you would have turned your computer away.
It's almost like,
hey, cheat off me, but don't cheat off me.
What can I say? Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to read a horoscope that's by Checking Mela, Checkinmela, and this is Puerto Rican, hilarious, like,
so she
Insta.
Like, she like a comic?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So she kind of like makes fun of it. And I'm going to do the month of July because today is July 24th. Mm-hmm. It's the first day of Leo season, which is my season.
Okay,
my birthday is coming up, which means you better get that wallet ready.
Are you talking to what? You talking to who?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, it's
what
my birthday.
See, it might be Leo season, but it's also broke boy season. Because it's the end of the summer. You know, I've already wasted like half of my savings.
I've been saving all because of school. Yo, can we talk about how much school sucks?
Bro, fuck, school is trash. No, but seriously though, just like from the cost to the time, and then you go to class and it's like playing Russian roulette because you have no idea whether you're gonna have the worst professor in the world, this evil nigga from hell, or if you're gonna get like the dope professor that cares about you, wants you to learn.
Yo, Joshua got his feelings.
Bro, I'm in my bag right now. That shit got me sick. Cause it's time.
Let me finish. You're already like distracting.
I'm on a rant. I'm letting people know this shit like Russian roulette. You paying like 10 racks for a class. You go in. Dude, or shorty is either gonna be the coolest person in the world, and is gonna, you're gonna leave there, you're gonna learn some shit, and you're gonna be engaged, or this dude's gonna be a shitty ass research professor. It's a protector. Yeah. Ooh.
That's how I'm gonna start calling professors now. They're gonna be protectors.
Protectors of what?
Not my grades, that's for sure.
They're gatekeepers. They you know, they can either help you move up or keep your ass back. I mean, if you let them.
Well.
They get philosophy with the black guy.
Literally.
Crazy.
All right.
So back to.
Back to what I'm doing. Okay, so number one, I wanted to let you guys know I created an Instagram so you can follow us at What The Fuck WTF. Latinx, and I'm gonna be posting their content that's related to our podcast. So if, for example, last podcast we talked about food,
mm-hmm.
and I don't remember what else. Oh, the protests and stuff like that.
We spoke about Ricky Renuncia.
So I'm gonna make a post about that, and if you guys want to know more, you can follow us on Instagram. I'm still trying to get Twitter, but
Twitter's acting funny. You know, we're gonna have to hit up the Twitter plug.
I'm dead.
You feel me?
Yes. And then what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna read the horoscope for Cancer from Madame Mela.
Mm-hmm.
Checking Mela. You can go follow her on Insta. And she does it in a body voice, so I'm gonna do it in a body voice.
In a body voice.
Cancer de mi alma. Llegó tu mes, puñeta. Felicidades. A ti este mes te va a entrar un lucimiento bien fuerte.
Es que lucía.
Pero esto me pone contenta porque lo que veía por ahí buscando bulla en los sitios incorrectos, mm-hmm. y con el autoestima en decaída.
Mm-hmm. Mami, mírate, súbete.
Mírate en el espejo,
mm-hmm.
cáncer de mi vida. Tú estás cabrón o cabrona. Es hora de que lo internalices. Si a la hora de que lo internalices, sal ahora.
Sal a la calle.
Yo, I can read in the same sentence.
Sal a la calle.
Sal a la calle, ponte suelto. o suelta y deja de textearle a tu exes y romances, viejo. Cuando bebé de más te voy. Espérate. A tu exes y romances viejos, cuando bebes de más. Ajá. Te voy a bloquear el celular después de las 12.
Bloqueado, cabrón.
Si no te me calmas, prepárate para mandar para el carajo a la gente tóxica.
¡Para el carajo!
Y si alguien viene a joder contigo, me avisas, porque este mes se acaba el Yori Pari. Goza, bebé. So that's for cancers.
Fuego.
Consejo, deja de sentirte culpable por todo. Necesitas that receipt. Reto, concéntrate en el presente.
No, espérate. Let's run that back. Tengamos que dar reset.
Ay.
Un reset. As in, hit the reset button. You gotta start over.
Pon de pantalla una foto tuya sensual.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I'm gonna start doing that. I'm gonna start reading, like, fucking funny-ass horoscopes.
Let's get it.
But yeah, I hope you guys, you could have skipped that. Give a fuck. I don't know.
Let me know if my ad-libs were appreciated.
Yo, just go comment on Insta and be like, don't ever do that again.
Yo, give the feedback, though. You know, because she be making funny faces like, yo, why he in the background giving ad-libs? This is my segment. Not just be there like, yo, I'm trying to help. You feel me? I'm trying to enhance this shit.
Okay.
I'm doing the most right now.
I'm excited. And you want to know what I'm excited?
Why are you excited?
I'm excited because this is the first episode that we actually both did research.
Mind you, I don't do homework. I did homework.
I actually did homework that I gave a fuck about.
I low-key started, like, interviewing people for my homework. This shit, it was kind of interesting.
Really? You don't do homework?
I really don't do homework. I don't even do the art homework that I get at work. I mean, at school.
That's cool. It'll work. So this episode is going to be themed about, drumroll. That was a horrible drumroll. It's going to be. But
that's even worse. God damn.
Yep, that's pretty bad.
All right.
So this episode's topic is going to be what the fuck legends.
What the fuck legenda.
Oh, I kind of like that. Do it again.
Legenda. What the fuck?
Like an actual
what the fuck?
Okay, that's enough.
Legendas.
Okay, cool. too much. So for this episode, we wanted to focus on, like, since we want to talk about the what the fuck stuff of our culture, we had to, what's something that really makes you say what the fuck? And to me, I'm going to be talking about.
Mm-hmm. What you going to be talking about? What's your topic?
The chupacabra.
Dun, dun, dun.
I love how you really got into this whole, like, music thing going on right now.
Listen, we're not trying to get the copyright strikes. So till then, y'all gonna have to suffer with my bad sound effects.
I agree. Okay. But yeah, so I wanted to talk about the chupacabra. It's a myth. It's a mythological creature,
we can say.
And I definitely... The Chupacabra came out around 95, and I was born in 97. Oh, you guys get to know my age. I'm 19. No, just kidding. I'm not 19. I'm already taking years off. Fuck yeah.
No. All right, now keep on going. Chupacabra.
So when I was growing up, Chupacabra was something that I remember seeing in the news and seeing, like, how do I say an alcalde?
Oh, the mayor.
Yes.
Mayor. Uh-huh.
So, like, I remember seeing the specific mayor, which I'm gonna talk about, in the news, and my mom would, like, make fun of him and stuff like that. And there was, like, this momentum in the 90s, like late 90s, early 2000s. And then, so what is a chupacabra? What the fuck am I talking about?
Dude, you're talking about the ugliest creature in the world. So I know about the chupacabra.
I'm going to post it on Insta, guys, if you want to see it.
The chupacabra is like this demon-like creature that apparently, at least from my perspective, goes out in the night and just sucks.
Don't. Shh. Okay. You're going to take off my story.
I'm just saying, this shit's scary. Like,
I feel like as a little kid.
That shit makes you not want to go in the woods at all at night.
Well, this is a story that used to scare adults.
and adults like moved away from like. Okay, but hold on.
Let's not ramble. Okay,
so the Chupacabra was a story that gained popularity, and it was well known that it affected the areas, and it had a reach from Puerto Rico to Maine.
Mm-hmm.
So all the way from like the Central Caribbean up and then like kept
up it, up into like North America.
Yep, and okay. Like the higher areas of North America. So all of that. There's evidence or like how do I say testimonials?
Or like yeah, testimonies.
Testimonies that of people have that
like encountered this, yeah, like,
or seen it or like
or things.
So that's a lot of ground, right? That's like a lot of space.
Dude, we're talking about like a whole continent, basically.
Yeah, almost. Yeah. So some theorize.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, I want to talk about where I got my sources from because you know I didn't get it from Wikipedia this time. I got it from, I guess, I got some of it from Monstrum PBS, and then the rest I got it from CBS News.
Okay, credible sources.
Yeah,
maybe,
so.
Maybe.
So most of the most recent news are going to be from CBS, and then the older one, the history is going to be from PBS.
Okay.
CBS and PBS.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So some theorized that the Chupacabra was like an imagination like creature that basically like the media created invented this thing
like
and
just like
people and it created mass hysteria, so then people were just they were more scared of the idea than the actual creature.
Mm-hmm.
Or that maybe it was like genetically
like modified by
not modified, they were just like nature, like some two animals
like crossbred and
yeah, and then that came from that
mutation created this chupacabra.
But what we do know about the chupacabra, mm-hmm. which his name is translated to goat sucker, what it is known about the goat sucker is that it strictly herded animals.
Mm-hmm.
So, yet it inspired this panic during this time in the people
So, essentially, it was just, like, attacking, like, livestock.
Yeah, yeah. But it created a panic in the people, and it became, a sensationalized story.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why I wanted to talk about it today.
Okay.
So, it originated in the year 94-95, like I mentioned, in Canoanas, Puerto Rico.
All right.
And there was a large amount of reports of dead farm animals, such as chickens, ducks, pigs, cows, and goats, especially goats, of course. And so they start reporting that the animals have perforations in their necks or abdomens.
Mm.
So, like, cows, if they were too tall, they would have perforations in the barriga.
In the bottom of the stomach. All
right. Yeah. And that they had no other damage and that they had no blood in their bodies.
So this shit's like a mini vampire, basically.
Yeah, yeah, basically.
Essentially, it's just, I want your blood. No?
No, that's just creepy.
Dude, that's
out.
My Dracula voice. Bro, it's a fucking vampire.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
That's fucking creepy, but okay. So,
y'all telling ghost stories, right?
We're saying monster stories, basically.
Monster.
Yeah.
All right, I'll stop.
Okay. No. So, and basically, this is where it gets its origin from. And origin.
Origin.
Thank you.
Origin.
Uh-huh. I can't. I have an accent.
Orange,
I can't.
You. Glad I did.
Fuck
say
you.
Orange again.
I can't believe you just did that. Okay.
I'm here Monday through Friday, people. Holla at me.
Oh, God. And so that's where it originated from, and that's where it got its name from. It's basically that there was, it had all these animals were dead, but the majority of them were goats,
mm-hmm.
so they named it the goat sucker.
Okay.
So in Puerto Rico, where it originated, it was described as being 3 to 5 feet tall with bat wings, which is really weird. Like, I don't know why I thought it'd be smaller.
3 to 5 feet.
That's pretty big.
That's a kid.
Yeah, that's kind of scary. Even.
Yeah, three feet's like a little kid. 5 feet's like it's like the size of like your average Hispanic mom. Super tiny. Yo, every Hispanic mom in the history of forever is like 5 feet.
I feel like every Hispanic mom is like under my shoulders.
They're definitely like five, not even 5'2", maybe 5'4", 5'5".
So you mean that Chupacabra is a Dominican mom?
Basically. or Puerto Rican, Mexican, Salvadorian, Colombian. It's definitely a Hispanic mom. It's tiny.
Okay. So it was said that it was 3 to 5, uh-huh. bat wings, hunched back, fangs.
Okay.
Black or red eyes, but most of the images have red eyes. Yeah. Okay. Covered in with scales or gills. Ooh, I don't know what gills are.
Gills are like, ooh.
Wow.
Ooh, you don't have to edit that out.
Keep going.
So gills are like those things that fishes have.
Okay.
Where it's like those little,
Which makes me confused because you're telling me that this is a creature that has fangs, but then it has gills like a fish.
Exactly. And then it's scaly like a reptile.
That's fucking gross.
But aren't, so it's like, it's weird because it.
So
it,
what
it
has, the fuck, has, Puerto Rico? Where the fuck did that come from?
Dude, it has fangs and bat wings.
And this is the 90s. Like, we're barely getting internet, so you can't say that. Like, today, I would be like, oh, someone made that up. You can Photoshop that. But this is the 90s, and people don't have that type of technology to, like, get creative. You know what I mean?
I feel you.
Can't just call someone in Mexico and be like, or you can't call someone somewhere else and make this up.
You're right.
Which is something that I keep forgetting is that they didn't have technology.
They didn't, though. And then nobody had, like, the proper cameras to even take these pictures.
They had, like, Nokia phones, maybe.
Me, you lucky if you even had a phone.
It's 95.
Think about it.
You're watching Friends,
dude.
The comedy,
dude. No, not even because I feel like most of these attacks were at farms.
Yeah.
So think.
Also, it's like poor people too.
Yeah.
Oh fuck.
I feel like that's why it affected people even more because it's like your livestock is dying due to this like
thing that you can't explain
exactly, and nobody knows what the fuck it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Excuse my language.
Honestly, this is an explicit podcast. If you don't like it,
you can go.
What the fuck?
Latinx. Okay. What?
So it had teeny arms. So mm-hmm. it makes me think of like you know those dinosaur memes. Just like you can't do it. Oh wait,
it's like a little baby T Rex.
Yeah. Basically, a 3 to 5 T Rex. Dude, 3 to 5 feet.
It's a baby T Rex with wings.
And fangs.
And has scales? Is this guy a dragon?
It could be.
Is it like a little dragon or some shit?
Oh my god. You should draw that.
Dude.
So it has tiny arms, jumps great distances, which I have so many questions because it's like it has wings, but it chooses to jump.
So you can't fly? Well, what are the wings for? For aesthetics?
Some of them, but not all, say that it had, like, spikes from its head going down its back.
Dude,
like
he's a total badass.
Like a mohawk.
Listen to this description. He has spikes that look like a mohawk.
Yeah, through his body.
He has fucking bat wings. And
what
large
if it's a
fangs.
She? What, well, fucking the patriarchy.
Damn, this turned on me crazy.
I've been listening to much Wine and Crime.
Shout out to Wine and Crime.
Oh my god, yes, I love them.
So back to what I was saying. This shit's pretty badass when you stop and think about it.
Wait, but that's not even the best part. The last attribute:
mm-hmm.
long snake-like tongue.
This thing is a mutant.
You think so?
It has to be, bro. Has to be. This is like yo. If you've ever seen the Powerpuff Girls, Sugar, Spice, and Everything Nice.
Yeah.
This is the complete opposite of that.
So what is that?
This is like bat wings, a snake.
My boss has an image that's like some girls are made with spice. What is it? Spice,
sugar,
sugar, and everything nice. Uh-huh. She was like, she has like sarcastic wine and everything fine.
Sarcastic wine and everything fine.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's hers. Yeah, she has that in her office. I look at it all the time, and I'm like, damn.
I don't even know, man. This thing is like scales, gills, and everything that causes chills.
Listen, Pichardo. People, so during this time, after I described this horrible monster mm-hmm. that's like 3 to 5 feet, that never hurt humans, that we know of. Mm-hmm. People were terrified of this creature, and it was all over the news. Livestock were dying daily. So this is something that's really interesting, too, is that we don't have a number of, like, an amount of, like, I can't be like, oh, there was one chupacabra that was like roaming around the island killing people, because they were having livestock die daily. So and it wasn't like just one farm, it was like all throughout the farm side. Okay. Yeah. I was gonna say like through the campo. You okay?
Yeah, just, you know, my stomach's low.
So livestock were dying daily and people were scared. So what the people of Puerto Rico did is that they started setting up guards to protect the animals. So they, at night, if they had like older kids and whatever, mm-hmm. or dads or uncles, the men of the families would
have to stay outside.
Yep.
In the dark.
To protect the
livestock.
Yep.
Hell the fuck no. Bro, what?
So they'll stay outside and guard the animals. And then during the day, when the children would be escorted to school, which I feel like when you go to these places, everybody trusts everybody.
Yeah, of course.
So, and again, going back to the 90s, it's the 90s and people do stupid decisions. So you have kids that we used to just walk down the street to go to school, and now their parents are like walking them to school because they're scared that Chupacabra is going to take their child.
Something's going to eat your kid alive.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
That's crazy, like, as fuck.
As an adult, my rational explanation is, let me just make sure that a monster doesn't eat my child.
I mean, think about it, though. It's like, it's ravaging a whole island of its livestock.
That's true.
It's like, what makes you think that you're safe? DK, what if this shit gets thirsty for, like, human blood?
And so this is what I was talking about earlier, is that families that couldn't, like, handle it, we were just abandoning everything.
No.
Yeah, like people were moving because to be further away from the chupacabra. Wow. Isn't that weird?
That's crazy. So this thing had like a huge impact on the island.
Yeah, and like really fast too. Like if it came sensationalized, I can't say viral because it wasn't like an internet, but it did catch like the attention of the media very fast.
Word of mouth definitely made it go viral.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a way, it did go viral because you have a whole island that's now like they're tuned into this. Like everybody knows that this chupacabra thing is out there.
Yeah. Okay. So, the more talking about what you're saying, the more that the news talked about it, the more reports they had. So they were receiving more and more mm-hmm. reports, and it got to the point where over 1,000 animals were reported to be victims of the chupacabra.
Now, do we know like what the time frame was that? Was
in
that, like,
a year.
In a year, mm-hmm. 1,000 animals in mm-hmm. a year.
Yeah, that's a lot.
With the same like holes.
Yes.
And perforations in their body. Yes,
and no blood. No, they had no bruises, no nothing. Just no blood in the bodies.
What the fuck?
I always took it as a joke because to me it was like, oh, three goats bites. Like it could have been a cat. I don't know.
what kind of cat
is that?
Yeah, whose cat is that?
I just never knew, like growing up, I just never knew that it was so many. Like over 1,000 animals.
Dude, within a year.
With no explanation. And then you go to the police that's supposed to be like the people who protect the citizens, etc. Yeah, and they don't know what's going on. So how do you protect, like...
You don't, because you don't know what you're dealing with. Yeah, exactly. You don't know what you're fighting against. It's like you have this unknown creature, animal thing, that's like sucking these other animals dry of their fucking...
Why are you saying like that? Stop.
What do you mean?
Okay. Blah, 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 blah.
Wait till I get my money.
So this is where the shit gets interesting, right?
This is where it gets spicy.
Yeah, so this is, we're going to destapar el adobo. Entonces se lo vamos a echar all over it, right? Mm-hmm. And it gets mad complicated real quick. We're going to season
the fuck out this shit.
Okay. So in this same year, we have U.S. military located in Fort Bucana, which is less than 40 minutes away from where the main reports of the chupacabra are being made.
Okay.
So now we got like government officials in the area where like suspicious activity is going on in the 90s. You see where I'm going with this, right?
I know exactly what you're going with this. Dike, this is why we storm in Area 51. This is why we storm in Area 51. Dike, Dike, 40 minutes away from the United States Naval Base.
I'm dead. Yeah. Yeah, basically. So, very, very, very quickly, rumors started expanding that the Chupacabra was a failed experiment that escaped the facility.
Look, let's keep it a stack. These niggas out here creating X-Men. That's like a failed version of Wolverine.
That's fucking terrifying.
Think about that, though. That's probably, think about all the attributes that this Chupacabra thing has, right?
Mm-hmm.
It almost feels like a hodgepodge of just different animals thrown into like this container. And what better place to like create something like that than like an island offshore?
Well, Puerto Rico has a lot of history of like weird experiments going on,
mm-hmm. and things happening. Yeah, yeah, so exactly. So like, what if the Chupacabra is like this man made thing?
Stop. Okay, I'm like.
Conspiracy theories. Just saying. Nah, that's just like a little.
Oh, and just letting you know, like this is all like. I'm like reading some notes, but all of this is also like discussion in our opinion. So please don't sue us, government.
Dike, U.S. government. We just talking speculatory, you know. Listen. If we have to take this down, we will.
Well, will expeditiously. Will you listen? Thank you.
Expeditiously.
So, so now I'm about to. After knowing this and after knowing that the people of Puerto Rico suspect that this is a man-made creature, we're about to get political. Mm. So the mayor, Alcalde José Ramón Chemo Soto.
Chemo.
Everybody calls him Chemo.
The lady at the, on the PBS documentary was calling my guy Chemo. 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 Yeah. Chemo Jones.
Oh, no, wait. I'm heading to that. So... He was going to take matters into his own hands. The next year, he was supposed to run for alcaldía again to like, be mm-hmm. mayor or, like, to have a better position. So he decided to take matters into his hands. So he started taking matters into his own hands. He was telling the people that he was going to protect them.
Mm-hmm.
And he, in a way, turned all of this into a spectacle.
Really?
So he could get the people on his side, so he could get those votes. You know so what I mean? So
he's a real opportunist.
Yeah.
Opportunist.
He's the only one. Yeah, opportunist. So what he did, he made...
Él hizo un gran show.
No.
No?
So he did he gathered over 200 people, mm-hmm. which included armed cops, to find the creature. And he went around the area where there were reported sightings,
mm-hmm.
with a goat. So he went with a truck.
Oh, so he...
And he went with a goat on a cage attached to the truck.
No.
And then as the truck drove and the people were around it, he was standing there with a huge cross. And they were just like parading, like a parading him around with the goat.
So just trying to lure in the Chupacabra.
Yeah.
Like, oh, word, you out here? We got you. Come on, we brought you an offering.
Basically. But that's it looks crazy. In this time, since not a lot of people believed, if you didn't live in this area, you didn't believe that it was like. They wouldn't have a scientific explanation.
Mm-hmm.
So then a lot of people just saw this as fucking stupid. And I remember that clearly. I remember watching the news and being like, Chemo is again doing some other stupid shit.
Okay, Chemo high off that good shit.
Basically.
Dije, mi hermano, ¿qué es lo que estás haciendo? Dije, no. Nah.
No? So, and even though they did this, I don't remember that. I couldn't find it, like, information, but... I don't remember them finding anything, so it's just this parade for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And after he went around the areas with the goat in the cage, while he had a huge cross on his hand. Okay, I said that.
Mm-hmm.
So because he did this, though, he really got a lot of really good publicity.
Oh, really?
Yes. And
I would have thought it would have been the opposite. I thought people would have just been turned off. Like, I mean, Mano, you're doing way too much right now.
So he was doing the most, but at the same time, at least he was doing something for the people.
No. That's definitely like, people like to see that. Like, you're showing, you're making an effort to actually help us, like, resolve this issue. Even though we don't know what the hell is going on, well, there's definitely an issue, and, like, you're making an effort.
Yeah. And so after that, he was regarded in the paper as Chemo Jones.
Chemo.
Based Jones.
Oh, man, the almighty legend, the god.
I don't know.
He's not a god, but, like,
I wouldn't call him a god.
He's not a god. That's blasphemous. I'm sorry to all my people out there, you know. But he's like pop culture.
Indiana Jones. Just say the name.
You know, you ain't even know the name. DK, what you talking about? Indiana Jones. That's my guy.
Okay. So.
Yeah, Chemo Jones.
So they were calling him Chemo Jones because Chemo he was like the defender detective.
Had the hat rocking, probably had the whip ready with the musket.
Yeah. Or machete or some machete, shit like that. Machete,
Glock 30, Puerto Rican.
Glock. Oh my God. So he was known that he loved to talk with the media. And he was quoted at, quotes, Washington Post, New York Times,
the big
Weekly League. Word News, and
about.
Other sources as well worldwide.
So that shit hit like a national platform immediately.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then something that I found really interesting is how like this small problem suddenly became like a worldwide phenomenon. And he was the face of it. Like, if people wanted to know more about, they would go to Chemo.
Because Chemo seems like he was really passionate about this. It was something that's affecting the island
and its people.
Not even, but just think about, like, just from a financial and economic standpoint.
Well, yes and no. Like, I see what you're saying.
I feel like just think about that negative, like, picture being thrown out there into the media. Like, you have this chupacabra out there. Like, yo, if you think people don't like going to DR now with the tourist dying, imagine back then. You could, yo, there's a monster out there eating things. And then you know how people, nosotros somos machimoso, and we add to the
super
story.
Supersticioso.
Uh-huh. And we add to the cuento. So, de que la chupacabra se comió 10 gente.
And era una rata.
And it was really, it was probably a cow.
A mice.
You could, cow lives matter, but I mean.
Cow lives matter.
You feel?
Dick and me.
But I'm pretty sure, like, it was affecting, like.
But it's funny that you mentioned it because I'm going to dig into that now.
Ooh,
so
the segue with no rehearsal.
Yeah, we ain't got time for rehearsal here.
I don't know, man. Freestyling all day.
We're like, we're college students with no time, my peeps.
We just out here. We having fun with it.
So the government, talking about that, decided to intervene because they were worried that the bad publicity would scare off tourists off of coming to Puerto Rico.
That's a fact.
And it's actually really important because most of its income, it's made based on tourism.
Like going to the beautiful beaches.
Yeah, with the beautiful bitches.
Beautiful shorties, El Viejo San Juan.
Kites and
salsa dancing in the moonlight.
Piña coladas. Oh my God, so good. Ooh, I need to go back.
Good liquor, good women.
So, oh.
Good food.
Well.
That shit,
So, they brought biologists that were brought to find concrete evidence, but they didn't find anything conclusive.
Mm-hmm.
And they're based on like four or five theories that I'm going to talk about right now.
All right.
So, the first one was wild bats that needed new food sources. So, basically that, like, the environment was changing and it was pushing these bats to, like, need to
Find new food,
like, see, nutrients off of blood,
that makes no sense to me because I don't know much about bats, but I definitely know that they do feed off of fruit,
and they're not five feet
unless they were created at the United States Naval Base, which isn't really a naval base, but we're creating X-Men.
Please don't sue us, thank you. Theory number two is wild dogs.
Area 51.
Oh, we're going to Wild Dogs Area 51.
I'm just saying, bro. I'm not leaving this alone. They created the chupacabra.
Is that
your That's new theory? It. I'm repeating it two times. Just saying. But Wild Dogs, okay.
Wild Dogs was the second theory, which still, like, Puerto Rico does have a large amount of, like, stray dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But
do you guys have anything like mountain lions or coyotes? And Hyenas. No, right?
I've never even seen a squirrel until I moved here.
So once again, a wild dog.
We don't even have raccoons.
No.
No.
Possums.
No.
Bro, so we're talking about a wild dog, right? But think about it. All the cases talk about clean incisions. Clean a dog. Think about a dog with rabies. Yeah, it just rips apart flesh. Not to be like
graphic. You're so scientific.
Not to be graphic. You're screaming. What you mean I'm screaming?
Okay, go.
Yeah. But what was I saying? Damn, you threw me off.
Sorry. The bite, they like rip the flesh.
Dogs are aggressive. Just keep it like that.
They are. Wild so dog, are men. Cough, cough.
Exactly. But a wild dog.
So, theory number three.
You just cut me off. And now, hold up. I still got the field. Wild dogs. Case in point, wild dogs are really aggressive. So it's going to be more damage than just two nice, perfectly punctured holes.
Gotcha.
Do you agree?
I agree.
Deke, that took me way too long to get to that point.
And then theory number three, wild monkeys. So Puerto Rico does have monkeys. And I remember at some point, like around 2007, they had like an epidemic like wave of like monkeys that were like going into certain grounds and like stealing foods, but they would steal like fruits.
Once again, so we got a monkey with a red Dracula cape, and somehow, some way, the United States government crossbred it with a bat, and this dude out here sucking blood. Joshua, you're gonna get
us killed.
My guy, the thing is, none of these theories make sense because it doesn't add up. There's like an unlimited supply of fruit for monkeys and bats. The only nigga, mutants, they're making fucking mutants in 95, I'm telling you.
That's like over 10 years, so that's kind of scary.
Bro.
Anyways.
Bro, they accidentally made a dinosaur like not too long ago. How do you accidentally make a dinosaur?
You don't.
You don't.
And then theory number four is Mangus animal, which I don't know what the fuck that is.
What kind of animal?
Mangus. Mangus. It looks like a... Not a beaver, but like something like that. And
not too familiar.
They're tiny and cute. They are aggressive, but they will not be able to attack a cow.
Yeah, nah. I don't.
So then, even though the reason why it gets political, and the reason why this is such an interesting case that became such a phenomenon is because. The Puerto Rican people start identifying with this creature that was not wanted. So Puerto Rican, for people that Puerto Rico, for people that don't know, is an American Commonwealth.
Mm-hmm.
So we are born with like an American citizenship. Like I am an American citizen, born, not made.
Yeah.
So even though I am American, I cannot vote during the presidential elections. We have like a different. Government system, and I can vote for my government. I can vote for the governor of Puerto Rico, and that's about it. That's where it stops.
But you have no say in anything that involves America.
No.
Okay, but don't American laws and things like that trickle down to you guys?
Yeah. So we are forced to obey federal laws, and we utilize federal money.
Mm-hmm.
But we do not have the legal right to change the laws or those in power making the laws. So we're kind of stuck legally, which is why.
So you have to obey by certain federal laws.
But we can't vote for someone that can change the laws to represent us.
No say in those laws.
Which, if someone ever wonders why Puerto Ricans are so aggressive and mad, this is why.
Well, I mean, to play devil's advocate, I mean, you're lucky that you're a Commonwealth, right?
Yeah.
And that's what people say, and that's how people feel, and that shit is absurd.
The fact. Let's
not even go there. Let's not even go there.
I'm gonna start like fucking getting mad.
That's not. But that's
like,
that's
the fuck. There we go.
That's a topic.
What the fuck, United States?
What the fuck, my guys? Like, that's what we're doing?
Yeah, apparently so.
We're gonna save this topic for episode 5.
Okay. Oh, episode 5. Politics. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Okay.
Cocotazo.
So because of this.
Porque esto.
Because of this,
nosotros.
What?
Should be tight.
I'm like, huh?
Why this nigga translating?
Because of this, the chupacabra became a pulp culture phenomenon. It was considered an anti-hero, kind of like Deadpool. character.
Okay.
Which was supposed to be the villain, but people kind of identified with.
No, of course. The outcast.
It became a political figure for citizens that felt that did not belong in their own home.
Mm-hmm.
And that same year of 95, there was an explosion of shirts, and even there was three white rock bands. White people.
American
shirt. Mm-hmm. Caucasian.
Caucus.
Three rock bands.
Shout out my white people. Kurt Cobain.
Three rock bands made songs about the chupacabra. And it also inspired a cocktail, which we should totally try to make. The chupacabra cocktail.
So am I going to drink that shit and like faint? Like what's going to happen?
Your blood's just suddenly
my
like.
Blood.
So that is the story of the chupacabra in Puerto Rico.
The chupacabra.
I'm going to just like quickly touch upon
little fun facts about how this mythological creature has like.
No. So first I'm going to talk about how it affected other parts of the world.
Ooh, wait. So
that was all just in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
And then something really interesting that happened is that early 2000s. So this happened in 95. Okay. 5 years later, we have a different type of chupacabra that emerges in Mexico and southwestern USA.
Different type of mutant.
And so people call it the chupacabra, but they describe it very differently. Okay. So remember the one that we were talking about had bat wings.
Scales,
the thing that was like a mohawk. Well, mm-hmm. This one, they were describing it as a hairless animal. Walking on four legs, so more like a dog.
Wild dog, okay.
Yeah, like the Puerto Rican one would walk on two legs, while this one would walk on four.
Okay.
And they were saying that corpses were being found and examined, mm-hmm. but they were always found that were coyotes, dogs, or raccoons. Which, again, we don't have coyotes and raccoons in Puerto Rico, so... The creature just doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I personally don't think it's the same creature. But it is doing the same action. So it's kind of confusing.
So
Unless it's another experiment.
It's still sucking blood.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless it's another type of experiment, you know?
That's so weird, though.
Yeah.
Because coyotes, like, that animal is known for being savage.
Yeah. Some of these dogs that they were finding, wild dogs,
mm-hmm.
Would have mange, which is kind of like an infection. Mange, is that
how
you say
it? I don't know how you say it. Okay.
So this is like a dog infection, which creates severe hair loss,
mm-hmm.
Which sounds like sarna to me, like el perro tiene sarna.
Uh-huh.
It causes hair loss on dogs, and they because it itches so much on their skin,
So the skin probably has that scaly like texture to it.
So they self-inflict their wounds, scratching and chewing their skin.
Ooh, okay. So that just that description, that just sounds scary
with,
to me.
With that, the dog's skin would turn darker, and it would look more similar to like, what people describe mm-hmm. as a chupacabra. But the mystery that surrounds this case, it's just so interesting because it's not in Puerto Rico. It's not about the creature, but it's about the political movement and how even though people identified with this chupacabra that was supposed to be the bad guy, but mm-hmm. it was just misunderstood. And then suddenly people started doing T-shirts and they're like, oh, yeah.
Chupacabra.
This is cool. This is a cool thing.
This is dope as shit now. We're not really that scared
of
it.
What happened to the thousands of like dead animals? Everyone's just brushed it off.
But case in point, dead animals. No humans died.
Yeah.
So humans is probably like, you know what? We kind of cool with you, Chupacabra. I mean, we don't really like you, but you kind of cool.
Yeah. And then, so the mystery about this case is how those in power would control information. So basically mm-hmm. how the government tried to shut Chemo up by like bringing those scientists so mm-hmm. they wouldn't talk about the problems inside of Puerto Rico and scare tourism.
Exactly.
And how both the animal that was here and like in Puerto Rico and then here in Mexico, southern United States, and now spread to other places in the United States, both had like all these animals that inexplicably died. And up to this day, we don't really have an explanation for that.
That shit.
Over 15 years.
We're talking a while. Now, my thing is, like, do we have any more, like, recent cases of the chupacabra?
So, great that you ask. Because I have...
Not rehearsed at all. We just naturally this good.
So, this is, like, the end of my case, is I brought three fun facts about it. The first one is that an Adult Swim has a video called the Chupacabra Rap.
Let's get it.
It's hilarious. You could go watch it if you... Ooh, I don't know what it is.
Somebody getting sleepy.
Sorry, I'm always tired.
She's looking slow in the studio tonight.
And then number two, a lady in Arizona, and her name is Phyllis Canyon, has a mummified body of a creature that she thinks is the chupacabra. So, like I said, she's in Arizona, but there's actually different people in different states. She's one of the few that's certified, and she considers herself a... what is it? She studies the creature and does research believing that she has the creature. So she's a chupacabra researcher. Like, that's...
She studies chupacabras and, like, the myths and all that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And she has, like, a mummified body of a thing that she says that is a chupacabra. So if that's, like, the most recent case, one of the most recent, it was, like, around 2010.
Okay, so that's only like 9 years.
Yeah, so that's pretty recent.
That's right there.
So if you guys want to know more about her version of it, but again, her version doesn't compare to the one in Puerto Rico, and the creature looks very different from what people saw over there.
Different experiments.
And
Chupacabra 2.0.
I said I had three, but I only had two. So yeah, that's my story.
Bro, your story is like... crazy.
It's all fucking over the place.
Crazy.
Which is what this story makes me say, what the fuck?
Because that shit is what just, the fuck.
It just started one place and then, like, it just, yeah.
It just spiraled out of control. And
yeah,
then,
it did.
Damn. I still subscribe to the theory that these things are government-made creatures.
So you see this? This is her dog. This is what she has.
That's what she has. So that's like a wild animal. It's like a wild dog.
Yeah. So that's what she thinks that it is. Sorry, guys. So, like I mentioned, I am going to post images of images from like drawings from what people describe the Puerto Rican chupacabra was versus the mummified body.
Bro,
you guys can look and compare.
The Puerto Rican chupacabra look like a G though.
It looks like a fucking alien.
Él tiene un mohawk. Él está cooling.
So this is what it's supposed to be. It looks very different. They both look very different.
Super different.
But yeah.
But that's why I say it's like version 2.0.
So.
Crazy.
That's my story, guys. Oh, you thought the shit was over? Oh, funny you say that because it's not.
So we have part two. Like I said, so my mythological creature isn't as like it isn't as crazy as yours.
Really? Yeah, mine was a disaster.
So I'm gonna touch upon some of the mythological creatures in the Dominican Republic.
Okay.
And there's like a huge amount of like things to choose from.
Yeah.
But the one
like la superstición, yeah.
Dude, the superstition out there is crazy.
Do you get any about cats? I like cats.
What happened?
Do you find any about cats?
About cats?
Yeah.
No. I went on this rabbit hole of like of witches and trolls and like nymphs.
Really?
Like little trolls that would like run around and they're mischievous. They call them los menos was like one of the names that I found for them. And they're like childlike things that
I fucking hate that already.
They cause
travesuras. A strangest child in my home moving my keys around.
It's,
no, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, it's basically a gnome.
Nope,
it's
fuck
a
that.
It's a gnome terrorizing you. We have a siren. Apparently Columbus's men would They all recall seeing these women-like creatures in the sea trying to sing to them and lure them in. So there was speculation where, like,
you know,
maybe there were manatees and these large animals, and they just got them confused.
But manatees don't sing.
Exactly. And manatees don't look like women.
Okay.
That you're, like, attracted to.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because the north of Puerto Rico is one of the points is connected to, what is it, the Bermudas Triangle, which is, like, a mystery triangle in the ocean where a lot of boats and airplanes disappear. That's going to be a topic for another episode.
There's apparently, so I know a little bit about that. There's, like, a huge magnetic field under there.
Yeah, and, like, a lot of people disappeared. Mm-hmm. But a lot of, because it's in Puerto Rico, if you just, like, look down into the ocean, there's a lot of stories of people that see weird shit, including sirens, in, like, that specific corner.
Sirens?
Yeah.
So they really?
In the, like, Triángulo de las Bermudas, like, area, which is, like, up north by the capital.
That's crazy as shit.
And, like, I've also heard, like, people that jump off and then they're, like, see them again.
They go crazy, right?
Yeah.
They have, like, this weird, like, they say that location messes with, like, your, because your brain runs off electromagnetic waves. Mm-hmm. So they're saying that the magnetic whatever thing that's going on there messes with your brain.
That's so interesting. But you haven't told me what your topic is.
Okay. So like I said, there's like a slew of like different mythological creatures to choose from.
Okay.
But I wanted to keep a classic. Okay. I wanted to talk about La Brujas.
Las. Brujas.
Not. I'm not talking about witchcraft and like the old lady that sits by a cauldron. Okay. Like conjuring up spells.
So you're not talking about like our typical like stereotype of witches?
No, it actually is that. Like, it basically is that.
It's a Latino stereotype and not the American stereotype.
Well, no, because, hold up, I'm a little nervous. I ain't even gonna lie. It's a little hard to compete with your story.
Oh!
I high key wish I would have gone first, because you had, I was intrigued by yours. But nah, so a lot of the Dominican, como te digo, how they view witches is basically based upon like older European the stories.
Okay.
So it's like basically a pointy hat, a broomstick.
Something that I would ask you is it something that just goes down from generation to generation?
What, the witches?
I feel like growing up, like my mom would talk about it.
So
fun fact, my mom's Dominican, by the way.
Oh my gosh.
So like mommy would talk about it.
So I'm gonna break it down to you. So some of the research I did, right?
Mm-hmm.
I found out that apparently the origins of the legend of La Bruja are a combination of ancient European and African folklore.
Really?
So due to the colonization, ¿cómo te digo? Like it all started to kind of blend in.
So la historia.
Yeah, like lo cuento of what a witch was. Ooh. So the witches do everything that the European witches do. Like they can fly on a broomstick, for example. They they're believed to have gained their knowledge from their heritage, and that's all incorporating like the African and indigenous magic from out there.
I actually find that really, really interesting, because I was watching a TV show on Netflix, right? And it's called Rain. You don't have to watch it if you don't want to, but I kind of like that shit.
Rain. R-E-I-G-N.
Okay. Yeah. And it was, like, about Queen Victoria and, like, queens of that era.
We running low on battery, my people. Looking slow right now.
It's okay.
You're going to have to take a slight intermission real quick.
So, yeah. So, I like to watch Rain. It's about Queen Mary of Scots and
Queen Latifah?
No, like back in the day. Like
like Queen Elizabeth the first.
I don't know why I said Victoria. It was Queen Elizabeth. Anyways, and the mother of France that trained Queen of Scots.
Mm-hmm.
She always kept with her, right next to her son, brujo. What's the word?
Sorcerer,
yeah. She always kept that she could see the future.
Mm-hmm.
And to, like, make wise decisions so she could, like, you know, like, predict the future, make better, like...
No, of course. So he served as a guide to just...
So, like, talking about how it comes from that Spanish Caucasian, like, descendancy. Whenever people think about witchcraft, I don't know about you, but, like, I think about voodoo and like, black culture magic. When in reality, it's highly, like, relationed with, like, Catholic religions and stuff like that, and, like, what you're not supposed to do. So, I don't know, like, I find that really interesting. That's the combination of both of these cultures, and then Latinos are like, yeah, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. They fear repercussions for the religion, but at the same time, they believe in, like, the witchcraft consequences, and, like, you don't want to fuck with that.
See, it's crazy that you say that, because when I was doing my research...
Segway!
Nah, it was talking about, like, when the Spanish colonized Latin America, the Catholic Church attempted to stamp out superstitious practices.
Really?
So it's crazy. They were trying to eliminate all of that straight from the jump.
Okay.
So, crazy. And it says that they were trying to push marginalized people to the fringes of society, right?
Of course.
Always, siempre. Always, siempre. Always. All my marginalized
anybody
people
on
out there.
Fucking power.
But you know how we are. So contrary to the efforts. But not. So contrary to the efforts of the Spanish, this only strengthened the indigenous spirituality.
So they try
to shut it down. And it seemed that kind of helped people. It brought people more together within those.
I feel
like
that's like teens with alcohol. They don't want it until they can't have it.
Exactly.
Like personally, don't drink until you're of age. But like when I was underage, I really wanted to drink so I could be cool.
It's like that curiosity though. Oh, why are you telling me I can't do that? Why is this for?
Once I turn of age, I don't even fucking drink.
It's crazy because when you're young, you have this mystique and this allure, and everybody that drinks looks cool as shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you drink, you're just like, oh, so we dead ass just gonna cool it and just drink,
yeah,
and just talk mad shit.
That's boring.
DK, we do that shit sober.
Yeah, what's the point of drinking when you can do that sober?
DK, bro, but I loosen up a little bit more.
Why does that sound like a girl?
Yeah, but nah. So that's exactly what happened with the. why are you distracting me right now, bro?
Sorry. Well, like witchcraft and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. So
you can't have it, so people want it.
So that strengthened the indigenous spirituality, and it created a fertile ground for the flowering of a popular magical Well, we're not deflowering nothing around here, but I feel like that helped fertilize that culture. Like it helped it bloom. You know?
No.
No?
I don't know.
You don't know?
But continue to teach me.
Oh, my God. So, listen. You.
For those people. Okay, Joshua.
Hold up, man. Hold up, man. Hold up. Okay.
Fucking bruja.
So, listen. So, like as far as what brujas are and brujería, it's like... Like, in the early years of the Spanish rule, practicing brujería for both women and men had meant that they were healers.
Oh, that makes me think of, like, chamán or, like...
It was they were, like, healers. Like, I feel like there's a duality to brujería.
Mm-hmm.
You have the...
The bad and the good.
The bad and the good.
Yeah, so, like, the ones that wish harm to others and, like, do curses type of shit.
Exactly, and then you have the ones that lift the curses and... Heal.
Yeah.
So early on, that was all outlawed. Like, you were not allowed to practice that. And it came with, like, a hefty, like... Mm-hmm. We still recording? All right. it came with a hefty ticket. Like, you were executed for practicing.
Oh, yeah, because everybody was a fucking witch and everybody... It makes me think, so, living here in Massachusetts, it's like the...
Like the witch trials. Witch trials. It's like if you were thought of to being like a powerful bruja, it was over.
Just being a powerful woman in general, it's like.
Like think about it, a woman back in those times.
Yeah.
Because you know, like with black magic and power.
But you know what's fucked up? That is that back in these times, witches would like women would rat out other women, to not be victimized. Like I've had an interest in this somewhat, so I read some cases of like women who like. oh, my husband looked at you. I'm jealous. I'm going to say you're a witch, so you get killed. So they kill a witch and they get satisfied. It's not me. And my husband doesn't look at your ass.
Sheesh.
But keep telling me about them Latina witches, because it's that, different, though.
So that was just me covering just kind of like the medieval stuff.
Okay.
Just like how it had its origins and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So, and then here's how the folklore goes, right?
Okay.
So the Dominican bruja, the idea is that when an older person dies, they transform into a bird. That shit kind of sounds funny as shit.
I can't
think. And mind you, it's only an older person. So it's like,
I'm going to hell for this, but I'm just thinking of all those bitch, like, you know
how those angry ass fucking birds.
Yeah, not the birds, the woman.
No, that's exactly what they are, though. Those old squawking birds yelling. Those are old women yelling at their fucking husbands.
Yeah, like crows. There's older women that are so, you have nice older women, and then you got those fucking vieja azarosa that fucking hate their lives and want to ruin everybody else's lives, and then they're all crows.
That shit is crazy.
Yeah.
They're all fucking crows, but that's like one of the theories that the older person, not even older person, because you have brujas and brujos.
Oh yeah, so it's like
it's an older person that dies and then they transform into a bird.
That's true. Okay.
I don't even want to. So I did some personal research aside from like the internet bullshit.
You told me, yo. So he told me I got a story for you,
bro. I got and a story then for you.
He didn't tell me.
I got a whole bombshell to drop on you. I have a drop whole bomb. Like nah. Hot. But we gonna give the people the little the sabbath.
Drop whatever. It like it's hot.
Whatever. So basically, I'm gonna leave a lot of this shit alone and just get to it, right?
Okay.
So. Every Dominican lady I've asked so far, I get the same story. Even the same stories that you're going to read online. The brujas are older people that die and have this ability to transform. Mm-hmm. And they can turn into animals. Mm-hmm. They can transform into different human beings. And they just have these powers.
What do you mean human beings?
So they can morph into different people.
That's terrifying.
It can morph into an animal to stay discreet. It can morph into... Into a human to deceive you. Hold up, I'm over here struggling with the charger, making sure the laptop don't die. That's why I just repeated the same thing like four times over again. But the brujas are like, they lurk everywhere. Mm. Right, hold up. I lost my train of thought for a second.
I bet you did.
But no, so when I asked all my aunts, I got the same story. Like, this is what the witches do.
Okay, keep going.
So when I asked my mom,
stop building a suspense and tell it already.
Because this shit had me bugged out. So I asked my mom, I'm like, yo, mom, you believe in witches? She's like, yo, hell the fuck yeah. I'm like,
of course she, okay.
Nah, but this is where the shit gets spicy. She's like, yo, your grandmother was a witch. I'm like, what? Yo, they used to catch her in the campo all the time, flying on a broom. Apparently they had special, so they have people que son gente that their job in the campo is to knock down witches.
What?
So the witch would fly up in her broom and you would have to knock her down. There were people designated to like knocking down witches to beat them up and take them off the broom. So my mother tells me that my grandmother was a witch.
Okay.
And a lot of her activities and what she did all kind of fell into the superstitious folklore.
Okay.
They say that she would transform and turn into different people, that she would
her appearance,
her personality, she would like just change and she would be able to fly and had all these like spiritual abilities. And then this is where it goes deeper into the folklore, because these witches are known for sucking the life out of children. Mm-hmm. So apparently one night, my grandmother leaves and my grandfather ends up chasing her down and he finds her trying to suck the life out of a child. And he ends up, I guess he goes crazy, ends up beating her, and he like stops her from sucking the blood of the child.
Okay.
And that's like another superstitious folklore, that the witches roam around looking for children's life to suck.
Yeah.
And before
you're saying suck a lot.
Suck.
What the fuck, Joshua?
They're trying to, because apparently, what the fuck, so, Joshua? Bro, so peep, there's two ways for them to suck the life out of the children.
Okay.
One is through the navel cavity, mm-hmm. and then the other one is mad weird, super kinky, but apparently it's through the big toe. Weirdest shit ever. Weirdest shit ever.
Our people with the food fetish. So, Dominican witches got
this is all according to my mom. She grew up in the jungle in DR. And she tells me that when women are pregnant out there, and they have to have they have like groups of other women to protect mm-hmm. the baby because of the witches. Because it's a common thing that they'll come in and try to like kill the baby.
That is so interesting.
And apparently my grandmother, like this is why I told you, has something spicy to drop on you.
Oh, God.
Because my grandmother's apparently a fucking witch. Or was a witch.
Welp, ladies and gents, I'm going to get the fuck out of here.
You can shorty about to leave.
Crazy. Don't call me, Joshua.
But back to the witches, though. So they whenever there was a baby going to be born, they would have like a group of people to protect it. They would have a pair of scissors shaped into a cross.
Uh-huh.
So if the witch did get close to it.
Did you say a pair of scissors?
So a pair of scissors to shape like a cross, because mm-hmm. apparently if the witch got close to it, the scissors was meant, it was meant to cut off her tongue. So she would like
what
leave.
What the fuck?
This is all folklore. This is all folklore though.
I feel like I grew up with different a different image of witches. So this is all new to me, to be honest.
That's why I wanted to say, that's why in the beginning I said that it wasn't like your stereotypical witch. Mm-hmm. Because this is, mind you, all these sightings for witches in the Dominican Republic happens in the campo.
Yeah.
Because I asked my older sister, and she was born and raised in the capital.
Yeah.
And she's like, yo, I've never personally seen one. And all the folklore comes from the people in the campo. And you can't tell those people otherwise. Those witches exist.
To them, yeah.
To them, that's life. We've seen them. All sorts of crazy spiritual shit happens up in those mountains.
Crazy.
So
that's wow, ladies and gents.
So I don't know how many people out there have like all my Dominicans out there that were born out there in the campo. Like what do y'all think? Like
fucking let us know. Go on Insta, give us your stories, and let us know if you have different legends that you want us to touch upon. I wanna talk about so much weird shit, bro.
I'm still stuck on the witches though. Like my grandmother was apparently a fucking witch.
Yeah, so I'm gonna get the fuck out of here before someone kills me from the other side.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro. So, you want to keep talking? What else you want to talk about? See, my story was short and sweet. Like I couldn't find like this one major Dominican witch that like destroyed the fucking, you know, the island and devastated the culture.
Gotcha.
It's more like isolated situations where certain little places tienen su bruja, que existen, and they're powerful there and people knock them down and they fight against them.
Yeah, gotcha. So I don't have much, but I did want to promote something.
What are you trying to promote? What are you trying to promote?
If I can actually fucking get to it at some point.
Okay, hold up.
So let me fucking move. So next episode, we want to talk about Latin entrepreneurs and just like if you guys have any names in mind that we could probably make some research on or ideas, et cetera, I'm probably going to start promoting what the next episode is. So
When we say Latin, I don't know if this is clear, but we mean like Latins, like Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Colombian, like everything under the sun.
So, everything that so goes under
just
that.
Because we specifically talk about Dominican and Puerto Rican culture,
and that's all we know.
That's all we know. So we definitely want other perspectives. If you guys have other stories and you're like,
and we want to know more about all of like Latinos,
exactly,
and all Latino cultures. Exactly. So if you know someone about your culture or your country, let us know.
Let
we
us
want
know.
To talk
yeah,
about
exactly.
it.
We definitely want to like, we want to learn more.
Well, guys, thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed
us bantering about what the fuck's going on.
What the fuck? Chupacabras.
And witches.
My grandmother's a witch, guys.
I'm like gonna that put shit, so much holy water everywhere.
Dude, but I'm like, I'm such a blessed person, so it's crazy.
Okay, make this about you, Joshua.
I'm just saying.
Anyways, guys, follow us at Insta. What the fuck, Latinx?
What the fuck, Latinx? And then follow my girl Carla at
Chaos Carla.
And you guys can follow me at __underconstruction.
Yo, AKA, don't follow him yet.
AKA, yo, episode 2. We still under construction over here. It's crazy.
But I'm working on a Twitter. So hopefully soon I can like get a Twitter.
We're
going to
get Twitter running. We recently got the podcast up on what? We have it on Spotify, Google Podcasts.
I don't remember. Six other places.
A bunch of other places. So if you don't have Spotify and you use another source, just know you can find us.
Ay, ay, ay.
Get spicy.